Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Prepare yourself, finding a resting pose, maybe on your back, reclined in some way, maybe even seated today. Find a pose, a position that will allow and encourage you to stay there in stillness for an extended period of time. Of course, everything that you may need here, a blanket or two to cover the body for warmth, a small pillow or a rolled blanket or towel to support the head and neck. You could tuck the chin ever so slightly to lengthen the upper spine, the back of the neck. Maybe a second larger pillow or a rolled blanket or a bolster to slide under both of the knees to support the hips and the low back. Maybe you even lift the tush up off the ground, scoop the pelvis to connect low back with the earth, giving the hips more space to breathe. You can cover the eyes with something soft to eliminate any excess light, but also to help ground. Just like a grounding blanket works wonders over the body, having that bit of weight over the third eye just adds to this sense of grounding down, stability, security, safety. So grab any and all props, find symmetry in the body, find length in the spine, feel a rootedness between your back body and the earth below you. Unshrug the shoulders, defurrow the brow, unhinge the jaw, unlock through throat, chest, and belly. Fingers curl, toes flop out, forehead smooths out, taking all of those little micro or mini adjustments to tend to the subtle layers of the body, all adding to the whole, all adding to that complete sense of relaxation. Resting now comfortably on the back, the arms away from the side body. The palms can face up if you like. The feet are at least as wide as the width of your hips, if not a little wider, so that the legs can continue to release into the ground. And we'll tune in to the physical body a bit more in a few moments. But for now, let's arrive to this space together with our favorite, those three conscious, collective, communal breaths. So a great big, extra large inhale through the nose, filling belly, flaring ribs, fill chest, throat, face, top of head. And open the mouth as you sigh it out, the biggest release. Let go. Once again, through the nose, an extra large inhale, fill up completely, expand out. And then a soft sigh, a release through the mouth. Let go. One more, consciously pulling all of that breath in, all of that healing prana. Keep going, fill from bottom to top, and then hold when you get to the top of that fullness. Hold here. Maybe one more sip or sniff in and up. Hold. Hold, you got this, you're doing great. Unhinge jaw, maybe stick out your tongue, exhale, release, let go. Now you can let go of controlling the breath you can take a step back from conscious breathing and notice how when we do this sort of conscious pulling in of the breath, we highlight the breath, we focus on it consciously so that we can then experience the thing that we don't have to do now. You can observe that non-doing. The body knows when to breathe. You've been doing it since day one, since beyond that. You breathe in your sleep. You know, your body knows when to invite an inhale. Your body knows when to release the exhale. Become aware of this shift from doing and then allowing, being. And as you find even more rest here, laying on your back in your nidra nest, notice your face. Consciously become aware of your face. Is there any expression here? Is there any way you could soften through the face or let it grow heavier? And even though you're not controlling the breath now, you can imagine that the out breath, the exhale, has this softening effect or this surrendering effect. So as you naturally pass breath out, watch how it can also soften you, your face. See how the natural breath can soften you through the muscles, the tissues, organs, down to and through your bones. And welcome even more possibility of this exhale, drawing you closer down towards the earth. The forehead is so soft. The jaw is non-clenching. The ears melt down towards the ground. And as our senses turn off one by one, as we progress and deepen our practice, it is nice to just notice them while we can, consciously, in the beginning, right? So before we turn off, we consciously turn on. Notice your sense of touch. Maybe feeling the texture of the blanket, the weight of it against the body, the feel of certain clothing touching the skin. Tune into your sense of taste, consciously aware of any taste or textures, moistures inside of the mouth. Tune in, turn on your sense of hearing and sound. Just taking in any sounds around you in the room or beyond the walls of the room, reminding yourself that they are all just sounds. There doesn't have to be a judgment of them being good or bad or annoying or soothing or distracting. So, consciously start receiving any and all vibrations in your environment simply for what they are. Vibration entering the brain, perceived as sound. And with your sense of vision already switched off, so to speak, through the closed eyes, tune in to your eyes. Relax back into the eyes. Could you allow them to rest heavily in their sockets? Reminding the eyes and reminding yourself that this, dear one, is your time for rest. you don't have to take in any external stimulation. Giving up the world of looking and seeing for now. And tune into your physical posture, your pose, one last time. Feel the outline, the shape of your body. Sense yourself lying here in this room, in this moment for this practice. And maybe scan the body for any places that are uncomfortable or calling for your attention. Maybe you give in to that urge to move or shift or shimmy or scratch an itch or adjust clothing or coverings. And once you've made your final adjustments, tell yourself that you are now gifting yourself, you are committing yourself to stillness for the remainder of this practice as best you can. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Your biggest sigh. Let go. Crawling into this experience now of stillness and silence. Release the weight of the body even more into the ground. Surrendering your body's weight into the floor so that floor, ground, earth can support you. And notice all the ways in which you are held and supported in this moment. Welcome yourself here into this pose, this moment, this practice where the body is relaxed. The body is heavy, supported, and completely safe. The mind becoming quieter, more translucent, and the space around the heart starts to expand and open up. Feel that. And you can let your senses retreat inward like a reverse starburst. Now that we've turned them on consciously, they can turn themselves off organically. Feel that retreat, that journeying inward, all parts of you diving in. As the senses retreat inward, as you walk inside, the practice of Yoga Nidra begins. And here in this fresh and initially relaxed state, you can drop in like a pebble in a body of water. You can drop in the words of your intention. Maybe you've already got one or you create one for today. Your sankalpa, your words of power. And if you're not sure what your intention should be, ask yourself this question. What am I ready to remember about myself? Or what am I ready to experience more of in my world? There's no one right or wrong answer. It's simply whatever feels the most true for you today. You can stick with these words every practice until they start to become an embodied experience, become that truth. Maybe you switch it up every day. Can't get it wrong. Find and feel your way into your sankalpa, planting this seed by repeating it to yourself three times. with faith, with feeling, with trust. And as you let these words dissolve from your awareness, remain open to the possibility that this intention will make itself known to you all in divine time. We will now take a journey, a voyage through the physical body. You will focus attention on the different parts you're guided to, and this rotation of consciousness simply deepens relaxation within the body and within the mind. We turn on certain body parts consciously, and then by default, they start to power down, turn off, and relax. So stay tethered or lassoed, connected to the sound of my voice, my vibe, as best you can. Not necessarily even needing to understand all the words that I say. Remain present to where your awareness is placed. We begin at the eyebrow center, the space between the eyebrows, consciously feeling here, resting back into that midway point between the eyebrows. Now move awareness down into the hollow of the throat, the center of the throat. Then awareness slides across the right collarbone, and you sense the right shoulder joint, the center of the right elbow joint, the center of the right wrist joint. Now sense and feel the tip of the right hand thumb, tip of the pointer finger, tip of the right middle finger, tip of ring finger, and tip of pinky finger. Sensing all five fingers on the right hand. Return to the right wrist joint, up to the right elbow, and rest in the center of the right shoulder joint. Glide the awareness back across the right collarbone, returning to the hollow of the throat. Awareness moves across the left collarbone and into the center of the left shoulder joint, center of the left elbow joint, center of wrist joint. Now sense and feel the tip of the left thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, tip of left ring finger, and pinky finger. Sensing all five fingers of the left hand. Return to the left wrist joint, up to the elbow, and rest in the center of the left shoulder joint. Glide the awareness across the left collarbone, returning to the hollow at the center of the throat. Now move down into the center of the heart, center of the chest, deep behind the breastbone, and walk the awareness to the right side of the chest. Sense the right nipple and lung. Journey back to the center of the chest, feeling the left nipple and the left lung, back to heart center. Feel awareness move down to navel center or solar plexus, further down into the pelvic center, And could you feel the breath fill up and saturate the pelvic bowl, sliding over into the right hip joint, down the length of the right thigh, and sense the right kneecap, down the length of the lower leg. Sense or feel the right ankle joint, the top of right foot, sole of the foot, and sense the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, pinky toe. Sensing all five right toes at once, even the spaces between the toes. Feel the whole right foot and toes. Back up to the right ankle joint, right lower leg, kneecap, length of thigh, to the center of the right hip socket. Find rest and breathe into the pelvic center. Now move over and in to the left hip socket. Travel down the length of the left thigh, sensing left kneecap. Journey down left lower leg. Sense and feeling the left ankle joint, top of foot, sole of foot. Feel the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left pinky toe. Sensing all five toes at once, even the spaces between the toes. The whole left foot and toes together. Back through left ankle joint, lower leg, left kneecap, length of thigh, to the center of the left hip socket. Find rest as you return and breathe into the pelvic center. Return to navel center. Feel into the heart center. Return to throat center. And land back into the brow center, the third eye point. The intuitive space between the eyebrows. Could you feel all of the points together? The whole body now. Sense and feel the whole body. A map of the stars. Now on the next breath in, watch the breath travel up to the center of the brain. And when you exhale, the breath travels forward to the surface of the forehead. So as you breathe in, breath and your awareness travel in to the midbrain. And as you breathe out, it travels back forward and through the third eye point, right between the eyebrows, the surface of the forehead. Observe this breathing pattern between the middle of the brain and the eyebrow center. Perhaps you visualize a golden cord of light that connects the two. Inhale, back to the middle of the brain. Exhale, forward through third eye. Back and forth, this golden cord of light and breath between middle of brain and the middle of forehead, eyebrow center. Now let that go. Return to the center of the brain and see a golden egg here. A golden egg suspended in the space at the center of the brain, the home of the pineal gland. Then release that as you now sense the whole right hemisphere of the brain, then the whole left hemisphere of the brain. Now hold both hemispheres at the same time in your awareness, both the right and the left sides of the brain at once. Feel a sense of equanimity, balance, and harmony within the brain. And from the center of the brain, travel down the brainstem, down the spinal cord within the neck, then journey forward at the throat center. Land in your throat center and see a full moon illuminated at throat center. And guide the awareness further down and rest fully in the energetic heart center. Heart center. And feel the state of the body, all the individual parts of the body together, making you whole and complete. Rest here in the perfection of this moment in time. Rest within this deep and sacred cave of the heart. Aware of the sound of my voice, aware that you are practicing yoga nidra, awaken to the state that you are in within this platform of relaxed body, settling deeper into relaxation as the body remains still. Now gaze into the dark space behind closed eyelids, the vast and infinite space here. And as you fall back, feel the borders, the edges of the body begin to dissolve, fade, and you merge now with the experience of the space surrounding you. Rest within your whole frequency of who you are, free from personality, free from desire, aversion, distraction. Allow yourself to absorb this experience of deep rest and allow it to penetrate, integrate into the bones, organs, muscles, and tissues, every cell. Rest now in the spontaneity of the breath without changing it in any way. Simply come back to noticing how the breath is breathing you, how the body is being breathed and moved and healed from some invisible but vital life force, one that moves in and moves back out. As you grow greater awareness into the breath, simply observe how the inhalation rises when it is ready, and without any force or doing, the exhale happens with ease. Then witness the moment when the breath makes a turn, observing that brief window that lives between the inhale and the exhale, this gap of nothingness, this inner stillness. And invite in a gratefulness, a deep appreciation for this breath, this process that keeps you alive and well. And as you feel gratitude wash over you and flood your whole system, simple gratitude for this moment in time is enough. Feel fully into this state, and then call back the words of your intention, your Sankalpa. Allow it to fill you up, to saturate your entire being, almost as if you could visualize or feel into the feeling state of these words, as if they were true for you right now, repeating your Sankalpa at least 3 times. And as you exhale and let the words go, let them dissolve around you, tune back into the breath. And now choose to consciously re-engage with the active doing side of the breath as you pull a deep breath in, and through the mouth a soft exhale, a sigh, release. One more big belly breath in. Big sigh, let go. Increasing the awareness, maybe the length, the width, and the depth of the breath. Using the active breath as a pathway back to the physicality of your body, back into this moment, as our practice of Nidra draws to a close. It is here that you are aware of your body resting on the ground. And it is here that you are free to reawaken, reanimate the body in any way that feels the most natural. Turning things back on consciously. So maybe you return to your sense of touch by sliding or drawing circles with the thumbs across all the fingertips. Return to your sense of taste by sliding the tongue across the backs or the fronts of the teeth, keeping the eyes closed. But eventually we can all meet on our side, or you stay on back, flop to your belly or rise to a seat, taking as much time as you need to transition. Maybe you find a long wake-up stretch before you move at all. But keeping the eyes closed, maintaining that intimacy with your inner world for a few more moments. Refeather your nest, take your time, move slowly, gently, mindfully. Now, consciously choose for yourself how you would like the rest of your day or your week to look. How would you like it to feel? Feel clear on this decision for yourself. Resting here, take a few moments to connect awareness into your roots, into how grounded you are in this moment. Feel how you are literally suspended between earth below and sky above. And take a moment to thank yourself for showing up in this space for yourself. And again, taking some time to think and feel about how you'd like to transition back into the rest of the day, the week, your life. What kind of quality do you want to infuse this transition with? Pause here. Maybe you flutter the eyes open. Maybe you see this space through a new lens, a refreshed vision. Pause here. Feel the shift. Grateful for it all. With my hand at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friend.